somebody's butt. Why? Is it because they can't, they don't feel comfortable trying to do their job the way it's designed? I mean,
or if somebody overrode it, under what authority was it overridden?
Right.
I know that happens in more than one circumstance, by the way, and I don't get that. Because yeah. There's no authority.
I mean, at best it sounds like we're trying to quantify something that has progressed through a series of gentlemen's agreements.
Yeah, no, but essentially at this particular point, okay, number one, I think it's unfortunate that they were talking about Ag Zone because they really are talking about the Natural Resources Zone. It should be talking the whole thing. The reason I alerted this committee is that essentially it's talking about natural resource and open space usage. And essentially, everything that we do basically is related in some manner to open space, whether it be your forestry, your wildlife, or anything else.
So we need to be involved, and we need to find out.
So I guess it's the reason I raised it is that it should be of interest to this committee and significant interest
because everything they're doing,
everything is founded on air, water, or land based, really.
When you brought it up, I was like, "Oh, natural resource stuff." Like to me, habitat connectivity is really important. Mm-hmm. But then when we started talking, I'm like, "Well, this just doesn't sound applicable." But
yeah. That's exactly the road that I'm
right
down.
It sounds. Yeah. But if it's not been decided yet, then we could also insert our opinion.
Yeah,
well,
we need to.
Well, I worried about the two together because they were only talking about one. So there was
right.
One. But the other part of it is, and depends on what you think of the word conservation or environment, if we don't, Parks has picked edibles as the theme for the year. Well, if we've got edibles as our theme, we ought to be paying attention and not putting at risk small farm operations. We would want to have more food and opportunities for gardening, whatever you want to call that stuff, and protect what we have and promote it. Again, the economic development part of this. But I don't know enough about it to even start. And as I said, the introduction, he read you.
In a very, very cursory, while I'm sitting here reading of the comp plan, a lot of this is detailed in the comp plan.
Well, that's where I wrote the note to go see it. They didn't bring it up.
Yeah, you know, they
overarching strategies are very clearly defined.
And do they change from what?
Well,
they
that's my point.
See, I didn't see a change. Like again, I ran into the problem as a counselor, the 51% rule, and I didn't get it. It makes no. I'm not a farmer. It makes no sense. But what you said about you know, like even in farming, apples are different than that are different than pigs. I get that one. I can't do apples and that, but a pediatrician can, even though they're a doctor, can never make what a surgeon makes. Never, never, ever. And again, most pediatricians have other income because you can't survive and pay your bills unless you work for a facility as a pediatrician, and you cannot compare that. So it may not be apples and pigs and gardens, but it's pediatricians, EMT, and orthopedic surgeons. I get that one.
And you know, it also goes back to the unfortunate aspect is that they just mentioned Ag Zone, but basically it involves the entire outside area, which essentially is forest, it's wildlife, it's the whole thing. And really, any study or any conversation should recognize that these others are equal elements.
Yeah.
It sounded like there was some kind of pre-context that no one else
well, and
knew about.
That's exactly what came up.
That's exactly
right.
It.
And then the indirect, you know, rumors and the pieces sort of like what is it? And I didn't look at the survey. I didn't get a survey. When is the survey due? How do I get one?
Let's go back to what you know, Eric was, referenced this last fall when we visited here. What has occurred in the planning board between then and now that authorized Eric to go to the council with a proposal? We have no information on that.
Well, and that came up at our last meeting here that we need to get a better connection with the planning board, sign up for the distribution. take so that we would know, because I do have to admit, I get it, but I've been delinquent on it, again, from reading it from my job here, of getting the planning board stuff. I haven't done that, so pretty much I see it, and it goes away.
And another thing has happened, I suspect, as far as the planning board itself is concerned, and that is that there used to be an opportunity for consideration of long-term planning issues, as well as the secondary function of approving a specific plan or that sort of thing. And I think a lot more of the time has been tied up with discussion and approval of and hearings on specific plans, and they have, and the time on actual planning has been severely limited. And essentially, that's another reason I suspect that every 10 years they've gone to an independent public planning group for the comprehensive plan update.
But it's interesting, because I was told 5 years ago, and all through being a counselor, that the only thing the planning board did was deal with that part two, have an application review approved. They never did the other. The only exception that I've seen in my 5 years of observation was when planning board decided to do the forms-based code, and so they started with the education component and then the evaluation, and now we have forms-based code, but now they got to do all the work of implementing it. That is the only subject in 5 years that I saw did not follow that. And as counsel, I was told that their job was strictly this, because it made no sense to me to, so that if they didn't have an application, they didn't hold a meeting.
And where those changes occurred, you know, in the interim, I really don't know why, and it's not critical, but it is different.
See? Yeah.
I mean, it seems to me that two things occur to me. Number one, I get the impression, and perhaps it's just listening to you, Tiz, that the comp plan is in some drawer somewhere that nobody ever references.
Except
until
for
they
cousins.
Need a defense position.
Yeah.
It needs to be brought out into the light of day and used to guide and judge many, many decisions and directions that the city takes. And the second thing that occurs to me is, on something like this, there should be 100% clear transparency of what we're trying to do. Because if it is that they're trying to cover their ass, let's get why we're trying to cover our ass. I mean, don't name names, obviously, but you got to put that out there, because if you do, you're going to begin to get some buy-in. If for no other reason than people will begin to understand the things that are going on behind closed doors.
Or the exposure, which allowed that, you know.
But this just seems like it seems like the things that have always bothered me about a lot of things in this government, whether it's at the school department level or at the city level, there are these foregone conclusions that are made behind closed doors somewhere by somebody, and somebody comes along with a rubber stamp, and nobody ever knows why or what the goal is. Or I really like to encourage everybody to always fix that. Why are we doing this? What is the goal?
And when we turn this back on, by the way, which we have to keep
on
long, huh?
It's on now.
Oh, okay. Was to be able to come back in and say we finished our part, and now we're talking about our recommendations based on the conversation. I just wanted to record why.
I don't know that we're ready to. I'm not ready to make any recommendations. Well, I don't have enough information.
Well, no, but I think that's the recommendation we have
is to
number one is to reaffirm that the whole ag zone and natural resource zone, and that we want those words always connected, we can't talk about one without the other, is a vital issue topic for this group, in that it's clear we're behind. Now, we may be no further behind than the community as a whole, but that it's our obligation to try to come up to speed to be able to have reasonable discussions, to articulate what, you know, what a goal would be if there was a study, what are the, you know, the rest of it. Like, to me, if you're going to hire somebody, you got to know what it is they're going to do for you.
The thing that concerns me is oftentimes a study is not commissioned until there is an agenda in place.
I agree with you.
I don't know what the agenda is.
Right. I agree with you.
And I haven't seen it published.
Well, I think that's, so the two things, we have to educate ourselves. And number two, I think, is what is the agenda, the underlying agenda item or items that the planning board has been asked of the council, and the council then has directed to get a consultant. What's the agenda? What
do
is
we
it?
Even know it was the planning board?
Well, I
was it code
I think,
enforcement?
I think it was. I think Mr. Keene is correct when you said it. I remember going back. If we go back, this has been on the city council packet agendas mm-hmm. since about October.
Yes, yeah, so September 28th.
Okay. So, pretty good for
earlier than that, I almost think.
It could be
in the planning board, but the city council. So, whatever happened that we missed,
right,
maybe started back there. The city council information, again, my cursory reading, because I didn't have to vote, so I don't have to pay attention to detail, was that it's been pushed along. Do we have this, you know... Do we have a study? What is the study supposed to do? But I don't think if we go back and read the city council minutes, we're going to see much of anything in that.
No, you won't. But I in the form of discussion only, it almost seems that the council or someone has been lax and not. Providing information to the public leading up to this so that if the public had any questions or whatever, they could provide any input. It's almost, the public notice has almost come after the fact.
Well, and that's why I was so confused. And again, it's a nice statement, though other people that I've talked to that were there. I went to the meeting expecting to hear that. I expected to have, like, here's what we're going to do, here's why we're going to do it, this is what it's going to cost us, here's the time frame, here are the goals and objectives, and will it include implementation? That's what I expected in the first 20 minutes. And then I expected the public to speak about that. And literally that first part wasn't there. So everybody who got up already had an element that they had an interest in, you know, like the... Yes, I would support a study because I'm 25 years old. When I came here, I'm now 35. I want to live here, so I want to know you know, 51% is ridiculous. To can I put a house on my property if I've been doing this? And now it explains why. You know, if there wasn't a house there in the 60s, he doesn't get a house, right? So he lives someplace else and comes in. Okay, that doesn't.
Which you can do if the commodity, depending on the commodity.
Yeah.
So it sounds like I just want to talk about what our steps are. Yeah. Like you said, we need to voice the fact that we're, as a Conservation Commission, interested in this. This is mm-hmm. a topic of importance to us since it relates to conservation. Two, we need to try and find out what the purpose of this study is more than what they've provided in that explanation. Three, we need to find out when that next meeting is, or at least ask to be notified, and figure out where this survey is and have it made public.
There is the ag study outline is located on the city's website. If you go to the calendar and look at that meeting date, you'll find the link.
9/28.
Ag study.
Ag study outline. It's a 2-page document.
Okay.
And it's on yesterday's page.
If you go to the city's calendar,
right.
It would be on that meeting as a link.
Last night's meeting.
Correct.
Night.
Yeah.
Would it be appropriate for our fearless leader to perhaps pen an email to Eric Cousins or somebody, essentially saying we're interested? It's in our purview. We would like some background as to why this is being done, what the goals are, and whatever else she mentioned, because that was a really good bullet point list. Mm-hmm. But I'd be more than happy to sign it as well. I just, you know, somebody's got to pen it. But as a committee, maybe we can get started at least with that. That may bring some transparency to the subject.
Yeah, I can absolutely start on that and draft it and then send it to you and then send it to everyone for like Review? Yeah. Can I do that? That's not operating over email, is it?
As long as it's only one way.
Way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want two ways, it goes through the chair.
Okay.
And even there, she can't help it. We can't make decisions.
Could either Eric's office or someone else essentially provide us with a copy of what they provided the council, in describing of the goals of the specifics of the study, and then that way we would have a direct, this commission would have a direct copy of exactly what the request was.
Sure.
That would be great, because then we wouldn't get the 200 pages. Mm-hmm. We'll get the section of the items that we would want. Mm-hmm. They can send them electronically, but just that segment. That's okay. A great idea.
And I've printed a couple copies, actually, of the comprehensive plan, and I'll review it and see if
there's something
in there that we should be trying to dovetail.
There's a section on natural resources.
Yeah.
There's more than one section. There's a few of them, although they all seem to repeat each other. I'll take a look at it and see if there's anything in there, and if there's, maybe in the email we specifically ask,
is this in the comp plan?
Has this got something to do with a goal in the comp plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or a strategy in the comp plan.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Good. So that takes care of the last two of the new business items. So we've got some work on that. And then I just wanted to check with the Great Falls TV setup. I think you had arranged it. I don't know when it's going to be ready and where we'll be.
Well,
it's ready.
Today's meeting was supposed to be videoed. And I met with staff yesterday, had it all set up. I don't know what happened. I was going to a training today in Portland. I came back at 5:00 and the camera wasn't set up. I don't know if the person maybe didn't come in today. I don't know.
Okay.
So but it was supposed to be done.
Yeah,
today.
That's what I thought. Okay.
So next time,
yeah,
I would say.
I think the cameraman came up in the background.
Right?
Back.
Right?
I saw her.
Right.
She's still standing there trying to get the two button to work in the elevator.
And Rosemary said, oh, tell Tony. And she said, no, never mind. I'll tell him when she was going out the door tonight.
Oh, I don't know.
So I don't know.
I don't know what happened. I was able to get my hands on that. But
thank goodness.
Hey, that's okay.
My apologies.
Nope. Thank you for.
I didn't know I was supposed to be videoed.
Can I move to adjourn?
Absolutely.
Second.
Yeah. All in favor. That way we don't have to do this ill video,
no,
audio.
But, right, good. But you know what? Thank you, Tony, for doing that. Until we have consistency, Tony should have one available, because tonight would have been a mess without his help.
Oh, geez, yeah.
He's got his little due date.